Hello, everyone. As you know, we've been filming a new documentary this week, and it's going to come out in a week or so. But when I was interviewing everyone, Dr. Douglas G. Frank here has more stuff than you could even put into a 10-hour documentary. So what I wanted to do was a separate one here. This is so important to our country. I want to get this one out right away. So we're gonna have an hour interview here with Dr. Frank, and welcome. I mean, what you showed me before, I want everybody to see in this hour. I want to say how we met. It was like a divine appointment here. I actually met a congresswoman, a gal that was running for Congress in Pennsylvania. I met her in D.C. at random in January, and she said that she had won, and then all of a sudden we woke up on November 4th and had lost. And she knew that there was something terribly wrong. She basically went door to door. She went. She did her own investigation, and she proved, herself. She goes, yes, it was cheated, but she didn't really know how. And so she went out and got a hold of different people to help her with this. And one of them was Dr. Frank. And when I was doing this documentary, she said, well, you need to see what he has. It was amazing. And well, so let's get into it. What's your background? Tell everybody.
I'm a PhD scientist. I've been doing science for about 40 years aggressively. Got about 60 scientific publications.
Right.
Some of them are cover articles and invited articles because I happened to make a pretty good discovery once back in the early 90s. I left academics in 1996, and ever since then I've been teaching at a special school for extraordinarily gifted kids, as well as working on new inventions and analyzing election data lately.
Right. So very overqualified, everybody. But it does.
Yes.
But what you're going to see just speaks for itself. I mean, for him to even dig in and get this and figure out the algorithms and then to have absolute proof. What we have over here, what you're going to see when this is done, when I showed you an absolute proof, the first documentary we did with all the cyber attack on our country, who did it, when they did it, why they did it, we know the IP addresses, the IDs of the computers, everything. Now you're going to see that this was nationwide, and these two come together, and it is absolutely fits like a glove. So why don't we just get right into it? So what do you have?
I found were the algorithms that control how many registrations and how many ballots you need in every county to control an election. That's what I figured out.
Right.
And it's widespread. It's in every state that I've checked so far, and it's to magnificent part per million detail.
Really?
So I know it's not an accident.
Right.
It has to be done by an algorithm.
Right. It cannot be done by humans.
It could not be done.
I want everybody to know that.
Yes.
But you're going to see it's impossible to be done by humans. It had to be done by machines, i.e. computers, and they had to be online?
Absolutely, the whole time. You have to beforehand, during, and after.
Before, during, and after. In other words, you have to plan the attacks.
Yep.
You have to plan the algorithms.
Yep.
Input them.
Yep.
Then it has to be online during.
Yep, it does.
And then afterwards to, check your work?
Well, and clean up the mistakes. Because computers are stupid. They can't do anything themselves. You have to tell them everything. And what you tell them is a set of instructions.
Right.
That's called an algorithm. It's just like a recipe.
Right.
A recipe is a set of instructions.
Right.
And so don't be afraid of that word.
Right.
The first thing you need to understand about the way elections are managed is they have what they call a registration database. This is for every precinct, every county in the country. They have one of these. And in each one,
Anybody get this?
In most states, you can download these for free.
Okay.
But in some states, they're expensive.
You have to download them.
But politicians use these all the time because they tell them every person in the district.
Right.
And it also tells their voting history. Is this a Republican? Is this a Democrat? Do they usually vote? Do they not vote?
Right.
Because why would you want to go knock on, if you're a Republican, why would you go knock on a Republican's door who you know is already going to vote for you anyway?
Right.
You're
looking
for the people that don't usually come out. You want to go knock on those doors.
So why is this significant here?
Well, this is significant because this shows you, I mean, if you have access to this, which basically everybody does, you notice that this person here votes a lot and they're a Republican. But this person hardly ever votes and only every once in a while.
This one down here hardly never voted.
Yes.
Wait, he only voted once here. What's that?
This is the November 3rd election here, this last call.
So the only time in his life he voted was right there.
Exactly. And there are a lot of those. Too many of those this time around.
Right.
But I don't think that's an accident. I don't even think they're real.
Right.
And so when we were originally starting this work, we actually went out and knocked on doors after
to find out if a person like this was real.
Yes.
Were they real?
30%. We predicted, we went to 1,600 houses knocking on doors, right. Trained a whole bunch of volunteers. It took about 4 days.
Right.
They found, we predicted that we'd find about 30% of the houses we knocked on would have at least one phantom voter. What that means is it says on the roll that John Smith lives at this address,
right.
And that John Smith voted.
Right.
But then you go knock on the door and no John Smith lives
right,
there.
Right.
Okay, so wait a minute. That's right. A phantom voter.
So you were basically, when you, this raised a flag.
Yep.
And then you said, well, I'm going to go out just to make sure I'm not going down a bad path. Let's find out if these people really exist or
exactly.
not. Your theory, though, proved right. 30% yes. did not exist.
It's 32.
Or 32%.
But we predicted 30 and we found 32. So that's right. really good. So this is not just theoretical.
So that made you go, I'm going all in. I'm going to look at this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In every precinct, you can show two. Like, for example, in this precinct, this is by age. And this is, I'm sorry, this is by age and how many people in this particular precinct. This just happens to be one from Ohio. You notice that this is the number of people that are registered by age, this
right.
blue curve. And then this is the number of ballots you have by age. So if you needed some more ballots,
right.
if you needed to, because you wanted to swing one of the down
right.
ballot elections, like there's some judge you want to win, you just have to go along and find out, well, gee, I've got a few more voters here. Let's go look and see who never votes and let's print a ballot for them
right.
and
right.
turn it in.
Right.
It's a really simple thing. So
right.
that's an algorithm.
Right.
Find the people that never vote, print ballots, turn
right.
the ballots
right.
in.
Right.
They don't even know. So the only way to know an election, whether it's valid or not, is to actually confirm every mail-in ballot. You have to go say, did Mr. John Smith, does he
right.
really live
right.
here? Did he really right. print that ballot?
Right. So what is all these matching and stuff?
Yeah.
You showed me before we had a chart where they
yes.
where they're taking the data. Can you show us what the machines did?
The fun thing about this, by the way, too, Mike, that I just love about it is you've done some really excellent forensic work on the one side of the
talking about Absolute Proof, the documentary mm-hmm. we did, where we have the spyware and these American heroes that were whistleblowers and stuff that were there
yes.
and that worked for the government and stuff. That former and present that were there, and they were taking these footprints, these cyber footprints,
right.
the night of the election, actually from November 1st to the 5th. And we have all the IP addresses, the IDs of the computers. We have all this of the attacks. When I heard what you're going to see here,
yes.
it's just so amazing.
I was on the edge of my seat watching that.
Right.
You
had no idea. Your work was done, and you're going, wow, now you knew who did it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I can see. But the thing about it is, you're showing the incursions into the machines,
right?
But what do they do when they're there? They
right.
have to know what to do.
Right.
That's what the algorithm
okay.
is
well,
telling
let's
them
see,
what
let's
to do.
Yeah, let's see what you got.
Everything here, anybody can do.
Anybody
you can
do.
Download
right.
it and confirm.
Right. Okay.
So this
okay.
is, that's part of. So right. anyway, so here's the population. This is downloaded from the census. You can see the millennials and the baby boomers. And
right.
the people
what this is, it's just a graph of Hamilton County.
Yep.
And the age group of each one on
yep.
the graph. So there's 10,000 or 11,000 people around 60 years of age.
Yeah,
okay.
exactly.
All right.
This curve, this black curve, is from that voter database that I showed you a minute ago. This is how many people of each age are registered.
Okay. Now, that's impossible, correct?
yes. And the look
everybody's registered. And then there's a little line here where there's more people registered than there are population.
How interesting.
Yeah.
And a little bit over here, too.
Right.
But
right.
still, when I've shown this to political experts,
right.
they're all saying, "Doc, no, it can't be that much. It's supposed to be about 80%.
Right.
No, this is like 95%.
95, right.
So that's
okay.
the first.
That raised a flag with you.
That's the first red flag. Okay.
Right.
That doesn't make sense. The red curve here, from
right.
the same voter database, these are the people who turned in ballots.
Right.
Okay. And notice I didn't call them real voters because I don't think a lot of them are.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Don't think they aren't. You know they aren't.
I know they aren't. Now I, because, but if I'm a scientist going into it, I didn't know, but now no, I know.
Right, right. Let's make that clear. There's
yes.
no room. This is 100%.
Yes.
We know machines did this.
Exactly.
Okay. So what you have here,
yes.
and you showed me before, this notice that the ballots turned in match the exact curves. The odds of that are impossible.
Oh, yes.
And then look at I want everyone to look at this because this is going to come up. That little jump and that little flip.
Yeah.
You know, it's the exact same pattern. All of a sudden, everyone, exact percentage,
yes.
gets turned in and votes. I mean, of every age group.
It's ridiculous.
Right. Now, with this, was that another flag?
Yes. If I just take the black curve and multiply it by 86%,
right.
that helps you to see that those little bumps and wiggles are just absolutely reproduced.
Right.
It's just the odds of that happening in one county are ridiculously small.
Right.
But guess what? They happen in every county.
Every county.
And it's the and
did you do every county in Ohio?
All 88.
All 88 counties. Yeah. And they were all the same pattern.
And I'll show you that pattern because it's even better than this. I call it the key. So if you think of it, you can think of that 86% number as the key that converts the registrations into the ballots.
Right.
And so that's flag number two. Right, flag right. number two, that those are similar. Now, the thing is we don't have to just use one number. We could use a different proportion for every age.
Right, right.
Okay?
Did they do that?
In other words, if you use a different proportion for every age, right. then you just have a little more sophisticated key. When I show you that key, you're going to be surprised.
Okay.
Because that's also some breadcrumbs right. as to the algorithm. If I use those proportions, then this is the ballots on top of the registrations.
But you set those proportions yourself
yes.
just to see if there was duplicate across the state.
Yes, and that's why it doesn't quite agree here. Because actually, I'm using one set of proportions for the entire state.
Right.
I'm never changing
You're them. Not changing it. Right.
No. And it's, you know, think of it. It's 18 to 100. So that's 82 proportions. You put it in one time. You
so
never
change
it again.
So what you're saying across the state, every single seven-year-old across the state was exactly this percentage.
Yes.
Exactly.
Every single county.
Every
county,
single
county.
Age group was exactly yes. like X percent yes. of each age group voted.
Which, of course, is preposterous.
It's preposterous.
It's preposterous.
Right. Okay.
This is the shape of that key.
Okay.
This is the key that converts registrations to ballots. Mm-hmm. In other words, the proportion of 20-year-olds
right.
or the proportion of 30-year-olds or the proportion of 40. Right. And you look at that curve.
Right.
That's a really smooth curve.
Right.
In fact, mathematicians recognize this. It's yeah. called a sixth-order polynomial. The beautiful thing about a sixth-order polynomial is you only need six numbers. So now I don't need 82 numbers anymore.
Right.
I just need six numbers and a turnout number, which would be a seventh number.
Right.
And I can predict every county in Ohio.
Right.
Now, six numbers.
What, so what you're saying there, Dr.
Yes.
Frank, they're saying that they set this in the machine.
Yes.
Or set this beforehand.
Yes.
They set to see who was going to win, and
yep.
they set this algorithm.
Yes.
Okay, these are the algorithms we've been telling you about.
So, for example, this is Stark County. It's
yeah, I want to show a few counties because what yes. you got here, you guys remember that little flip. Every county, these are the ballots of people that voted.
Right, the red curve.
There's
yep.
the registered.
Yep.
And there's the population.
Yes.
It doesn't follow that. It's impossible to have this same glitch.
Every time.
In every single county. And so far, it's been every single county you've done in the United States.
So far.
The same thing. The yes. same machines, the same attacks, yep. the same people,
yes.
the same corruption that went on, the same crime against humanity
yes.
was all crossed all the states.
There's an interesting thing. I'm going to go back to this key for a second.
Uh-huh.
Because this key works for every county in Ohio.
Right. Right.
If you step across the border into Pennsylvania,
uh-huh.
this key doesn't work anymore.
Really?
You change it just a little bit. Now that new key works in every county in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So in other words, it proves that the algorithm works at the county level. And at the state level.
And maybe even at the federal level.
Well, the federal level is how you decide the outcome of the election.
Right.
So you just
right.
so you choose the key you right. want for each state.
So you
state.
Could even do this for down tickets.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And does everybody hear that? You can actually, all the down tickets
yes.
were affected too.
Yes.
No.
yes.
So
here's Ohio. So the population, registrations, and the red curve is the ballots. That shaded curve underneath,
right.
that's what I'm predicting based upon the key.
Oh, wow. So you already said here, without looking, you're going, here's where it's going to be.
Yeah.
And it matched.
And you know how I did that? I ran 14 counties,
yeah.
took the average key, and then never changed it again. And it works in all 88.
All 88 counties.
And you know, and by the way, there's this R number. R is a correlation coefficient, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
If R equals 1, it's a perfect correlation.
Right.
If it's -1, it's a perfect opposite correlation.
Right.
If R is 0, that means it's not correlated at all.
Right.
So for me to get 1.000, and I'm a physicist, that ain't natural, buddy.
Right. So it couldn't be done by humans.
No. No, this it's is not by
100% impossible.
No, no.
Had to be machines.
Yes.
And they had to be online.
Constantly online, everybody. Beforehand, getting the registrations in place.
Right.
So that you can use the phantom ballots.
Right.
Because if you think about it, you can have all the machines in the world changing ballots all you want. The problem
right.
is that afterwards, if they count the ballots, it's got to match.
It's got to match.
So you have to figure out.
So were you surprised? Were you surprised? I want everyone to understand this. So you're seeing this. Were you thinking, how did they do this? Did they have to have some supercomputer? Did that go through your mind?
Oh, are you kidding? Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
So now, I want everyone to know this. When you watched Absolute Proof, okay, and you had worked on this for months.
Months.
And you've seen this, okay?
Yes.
And you've seen that last fourth of Absolute Proof.
Yes.
You knew that there was such a device out there.
I was on the edge of my seat. I was going, oh my gosh, I see that column. I know what they are doing each of those steps.
Right.
But until that point,
you're going, how could they have come up with this supercomputer or whatever this is?
By logic, I could deduce things.
Right. You knew it happened, but you didn't know, wow, what did they have,
a computer
the size of Iowa? You know,
But
they do it, and it does exist, and it does, it's out there.
Yes.
And we have, by the grace of God, we have people that were using that, or I mean, at least watching them use that the night of the election and the 5 days from the 1st to the 5th.
Yeah.
And so we have every cyber footprint, every flip, every computer, every ID. We have all that because it takes a lot of technology to be able to pull this off.
Yes. Right? It's like you have to have a whole bunch of computers always online, always interacting with stuff.
Right.
I just want you to see that it's not an accident that
it worked. Okay, let's go to a couple of different counties. So
here's Ashland, Butler, Clinton.
So if everybody's watching here, you remember them two glitches.
Yes.
I mean, they're all following these same patterns.
Over and over again.
Over and over and over and over again. And with these R is your 999, and so it's the same algorithm.
It's stupid. It's too good.
It's too
That's
good.
Not it's natural.
It's unnatural.
You notice that they're being careful to keep the black curve under the blue curve.
Right. The black is the register and the population.
Yes.
Here it went a little bit by it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't, but think about it. If it goes by it, then you're going to have dead voters and you're going to have, you're going to have.
Which right there went by.
Exactly.
It. Right.
So you're going to get caught later.
You're you don't want to get caught, so you want to try and keep it under the blue line.
So you keep the black curve under, and then the red curve is always
and here
under
they
that.
Went over, you know.
Yeah,
but they,
exactly. So,
you know.
It's
like coloring, and you don't want to go outside the lines.
Perfectly stated.
Right. Colorado, explain that little, here's the population.
The blue line.
And this means that even more people voted that live there.
Yes.
And way more people registered.
Yes.
Thousands more registered. You know, well, how do you explain that?
If I was
look at that. What's going on?
There are more registrations than people. Well, what normally happens is people move out of an area, people die,
right?
And you're supposed to take those people off the registration rolls.
Okay.
And they're so most registration rolls shrink by about 1% per month. I've noticed.
Right.
If you don't do that.
Right.
If you don't clean up the registration rolls, then over the years,
you
can build up a nice credit line of phantom voters to draw upon.
Right. More people voted than live in the county. Okay.
These are all the county names, and this is the eligible population to vote.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not me making this up.
What year is this? Is this
2020? 2020. Yeah.
Okay.
And this is what percent of the population is registered.
Really? 150%.
Yes. Okay, now.
I mean, this is all, you know.
You notice that there are 64 counties in Colorado, and you notice the first 20-some of them.
Okay.
There are more people registered than
I want to know, okay, so after looking at all this data and looking at this research that you did, they could, if they based it on the 2020 population, you wouldn't have had this, but they had to base it on something else, right?
The shape, I think they have. I think they based the shape, but they shifted the shape.
Right.
Because I think they started from the 2010 census.
The 2010 census.
And that's how
and that one is. Right. That one you're not 100% sure, but it matches that.
I'm going to stake my reputation on it because of these two interesting little bumps over here.
So tell us about the bumps.
So this was the first district I ever looked at. District 4, it's mostly Montgomery County in Pennsylvania, and everybody knows it's corrupt, and I was asked to look at those data. So this is the population. Now, you notice that
you
not
mean there's a corrupt county in our country? What?
So this is everybody, and of course, everybody can't vote.
Right.
You got to get rid of your 18-year-olds. And and then I did a little research and found out about 2 to 3% of the people from other countries and things. So I subtracted 4%. So this is starting from the total population. You can download it from the census. It's not a big deal.
Right.
And subtract 4%. So there are about 550,000 people eligible to vote.
Right. Got it.
Now, if you actually download their database, this is who's actually registered.
Right.
And by the way, did you notice those two bumps again?
Yeah, there's those two bumps again.
Oh, wait a minute. I was just showing you Colorado, wasn't
right,
I?
Right, right. It was exactly
the same two bumps.
It was identical.
The same two bumps. Now, wait a minute. Right. And so noticing that pattern tells you something. It's right. Breadcrumbs. And
right.
you can.
So you went, you seen a deviation or yes. you know, that was there.
Yes.
And then you went and found what, you had to go back in time and find out what year
yes.
did the population match that.
Yes.
And what year was it?
2010. Yes.
And I am going to backtrack a little bit now. I want to tell people out there, you're going, why are you showing Colorado and Ohio and these other states? You know, you had told me earlier, when you went into Pennsylvania and seen all this massive corruption
yes.
and
yes.
massive algorithms steal of our election,
yeah.
you're going, wow, I'm from Ohio. Nothing happened
oh,
there, right? You went jumping back into Ohio, and it's just like I've been telling everyone all along. Donald Trump won 80 million to 66 million. We know that from our spyware and those great people, those great patriots. But what we also knew that couldn't happen in just these swing states.
Right.
It was all across our country.
Yes.
So Ohio, that won by 7 or 8%, really won by
16 or 17.
Yeah, and I've been
exactly.
telling people that yeah. for a month and a half.
Yeah.
Double Iowa, double Florida.
Yes.
The thing is, they didn't expect, when you set these algorithms.
Yes.
Okay. Now when you set these algorithms, one of the things you really need to know, isn't it kind of like what you predict could be
yes.
the number of people that are going to be in the race,
yes.
so to speak.
You have to know ahead of time.
You have to kind of know, at least
yes.
get close, right?
Yes, exactly. And then you can adjust it later.
Right. And they can yeah. adjust it later. But they were so far off
yes.
with Donald Trump
yes.
because they predicted 68 million and he ends up getting 80 million in reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you got to make some. That's why it yeah. all shut down at yeah. 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we go, what are we going to do? We're out of race.
They had to adjust the algorithm.
They had to adjust the algorithm.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly.
And, so this is amazing. I just want everyone to know that and why we're showing other states and not just the swing state.
Right.
It was every state. It happened in your state, happened in your state, happened in your state. Texas, when they said, oh, we didn't use the Dominion machines. Doesn't matter. The name,
no.
of the name of the machine
no.
doesn't matter.
No.
Smartmatic, ES, Nest don't matter.
Right.
Just in Dallas alone, there was 57,000 votes flipped. And
wow.
I don't even know if that was before noon, you know,
wow.
you know, but you see how you can get
yes.
misjudged by 12 million votes, you know, we
yeah,
ended
yes.
up with what, 75 million. So you basically took 5 million votes disappeared somewhere.
Wow.
And then you give the other guy 12 million.
Yes.
I mean, this is, and it can only be done by machines.
Only by machine, because too much is happening too fast.
Right,
and you need
right.
to know where you stand.
You got to know where you stand. And there has to be some supercomputer that's doing that.
Can you imagine if this black speak was way up here? You'd say, oh, no, something's wrong.
Something's wrong.
And so it has to
right.
be tracking.
So it has
time.
To adjust it.
Yes.
But these things here,
oh, yes.
can you show, let's go back to these things here
yeah, yeah.
where you see this. Do you have another
yeah,
other
I do.
County,
I do. And
other
so,
counties where you can show that?
Every county I've looked at.
Right.
It's funny because we mentioned the 2010 census. Let me just show you that.
Wow, look at this.
This is the ballots for this district. And you notice the amazing parallelism, just like in the Ohio County that I
right,
showed.
Right.
And
I'm going to stop there right there. Look at this, you guys. These are the registered voters. Now, do you really think on a normal election that's not using machines, this number could be down here? You don't have the exact percentage
exactly.
turning in their ballots and vote.
Exactly.
Exactly. You know, every single person that to
yes.
fit this thing would go and vote. It's 100% impossible.
Right.
And then to happen, you could say, well, in District 4 in Pennsylvania. One time it would be
yeah.
a one in a trillion probably.
Right.
But then everywhere it's impossible. 100%. It can only be done by machines. I can't stress that enough.
Absolutely.
And they all rhyme with Dominion. Oh, wait, there's other Smartmatic, ESNet, all of them. You know, all of these. And it's just, you know, I sit here and look at, I want to bring this up. When you seen when you found all this,
yes,
I mean, what went through your mind? I want people to know, you know, this is brand new, everybody. This is, you're seeing this for the first time. I'm seeing this for the first time ever today. I was so excited. I'm going, you know, we have enough evidence that we're going to dump for the next 6 weeks on the whole world and the country that by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, everyone's going to, they're all nine going to go, 9-0. Yes, our country's been attacked.
Yes.
We have been attacked by foreign actors, you know, starting with China. And with help of domestic actors here that, you know, they had to be let in. You know, there's some
yep.
bad people.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. This is an attack on our country. And we got to get the word out. We have to show, we have to spread the word of this. And I want everyone to know, they go, well, you know, all this evidence was looked at. No judges looked at any of the evidence. All those cases that were dismissed, except for a couple in the United States, Antrim County, Michigan, Massachusetts, before the election in a primary, yeah. Dr. Sheba, which we showed in the last film or back to documentary. But now it's popping up all over. You got Wisconsin, you got New Hampshire, you got Maricopa. They're going to let Georgia. Now all we got to do is take it. You get an audit of these machines. But we don't even need that, everyone. We've got it all right here now, and we have the spyware. So we marry them together. It's 100% absolute proof. If I see one outlet over there of all the media going, it's a conspiracy. No, it's not. It's an attack on your country, Mr. Fake News. I mean, you should be worried about, everybody should be worried about our future of humanity, of this country. So when you've seen this, I mean, you probably thought, I have the key to the world, and you're, I mean.
It was a little scary, but I admit, when I was watching the last part, I was on the edge of my seat, because I was watching the 3,000-page log, and addresses, and each one was removing ballots, and I'm thinking, I know what's happening in that last column. Right. I can explain. Right.
How long did you work on your stuff?
I mean, when I first discovered it back in December, I was working day and night because I was trying to be done by January 6th. Right. And then I was working day and night because I was trying.
By the inauguration.
By January 20th.
This is a crime where there's no statute of limitations. This is a crime against every one of us, every person on the planet, actually. It goes far and wide into everyone. The whole world is watching. I said in the first documentary is, you know, Ronald Reagan said, we're the beacon of light for the world.
Absolutely.
And if the lights go out here, they go out everywhere.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy. It's like living inside of a movie. More keeps coming up. This is brand new. And you put it, when we get it all out there, everyone, spread the word, share it with your friends, tell everyone. We're putting this one out first, then our next documentary, but then we're going to dump so much evidence that it'll make WikiLeaks look like a tinker toy. We're going to drop it everywhere, every piece of evidence that's ever been found. There's like 50,000 sworn affidavits out there that even, you know, these have to do with machines, but also just the organic steel, you know, the stuff that they did on the ground.
Yes.
You know, which, by the way, the machine algorithms had to also take into effect all that stuff too.
Absolutely.
You know, so that's why if people wonder, if you go back to this chart here, I want to tell everyone this. You realize that these machines that set this percentage of win, so to speak, these algorithms.
Exactly.
So let's say you had, because they're going, well, how can this be when you have cheating, the other kind of cheating?
Right.
Because it has to factor that in.
That's why you have to have real-time access.
You have to have real-time access. Otherwise, you would see, well, actually, we did see it. Like in Michigan, in the middle of the night in Michigan on November 4th, you see beep, beep.
Yeah.
Now, have you gotten to Michigan yet?
I haven't done Michigan
yet. I guarantee you when you get to Michigan, that probably won't follow this line right at the end. I don't think it will. Do you?
Because I don't know.
It would have to go. Deep, deep.
It depends how good their algorithms are.
Right. Well, they were working under pressure. Same way with Wisconsin.
Yes.
Wisconsin got it done, I think, within a day, and they were 90-some percent in. They were running out of track.
Yes.
And they, in Wisconsin now, they're going to be looking into Wisconsin. Yes. And these, what I want to tell everyone, this is what we've learned here, too. And I want to tell you this, Dr. Frank. I feel it's a blessing that it's took till now to get all this, you know, to get all this ready with your work, with what we have over here in Absolute Proof. Because if we would have found out earlier, I said it in our first documentary, if earlier they would have done the right thing and everyone would have done their jobs, the legislature said, hey, of course dead people can't vote. Of course people, non-residents can't vote. You take them off. Donald Trump wins anyway. He's in power. But we never we would have never known about the algorithm.
I would have never even looked at it.
You would have never looked at it. You hear that, everyone? We would be done. It's over. It would be over. You will never, ever have this opportunity again to go, this was the big elephant. This was it.
Yes.
This was the monster that started in Venezuela. And the foreign interference, the foreign attack on our country and every other country in the world that's going to be attacked after us.
Right.
And with these machines and with these algorithms and with this technology that they have.
Yes.
And so it's a blessing. We're living in this time, and it's and besides that, everyone out there, I have Democrat friends of mine are going, this is not what we voted for.
Right.
We didn't vote for socialism and communism coming into this country and canceling people out, taking away our First Amendment right of free speech, which we're going with our new platform, which you probably haven't heard about. It's called Frank. You'll be able to use free speech again. Right now, what Dominion did, what they've done is, like I said it before, at MyPillow, if somebody was out there saying, Mike, there's rocks and knives in MyPillows, I would say, no, there's not. Come and look. Look at that. It's beautiful, patented fill. Well, Dominion and Smartmatic and the machines people, they didn't do that. They said, you're not looking at our machines. We're going to sue you and scare you all, live in fear, and we're going to threaten you with lawsuits. So you better not even have somebody coming on your show to talk about, i.e. like a Mike Lindell.
Yeah, right.
He's going to say something. He's going to say the word Dominion, you know. And then, you know, and then they're even using that. And then it gets into the vaccine. People that say, you know, I could talk about that. I'm not taking it. Yeah. That's it. But they're going to try, you know, doing all this. If you say something like that, boom, you lose your YouTube, you lose your social media.
Right.
And all these things
are
attacking. Yep, and you have. Well, you have too.
Because I said I wasn't going to take the vaccine.
See, I mean, but what is getting revealed here is, even if you're a Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter. We're all people. And with stuff that's coming in, it both with this election fraud that went on, everyone should be concerned. This is the biggest concern probably ever for the future of our country and the future of the world.
No doubt about
it. It's over if we don't get address it now, and we are, you know. So it's with all this. I'm just. It's like living inside of a movie. I've said before, we were in the bad part of the movie. I am so happy because I know we have it all. Can you imagine sitting here now and not being able to know that this happened?
Right.
If we'd have never known, and then we're sitting here going, oh, we're going to get them in 2022, or things are going to change, you know, as our country's getting destroyed as we sit here now. Destroyed and destroyed day by day. So this is like a race against time, everybody. You know, we have to stop this attack, and we have to stop it now. So you got to spread this out and put it out far and wide that this happened, and we're living it. And all you college kids out there, all you people that went through colleges that got brainwashed thinking socialism is staking around going having a cup of coffee. Hey, I'm being very social today. Think again. You're living it now. Your friends are getting canceled out. They're getting squished. They're getting attacked, and you're next. That's the way it is, you know, in that world. So, but anyway, I got a little tangent there.
That's okay.
So let's keep going.
I love it because I think you're absolutely right. If we would have been living under the illusion of an election.
Yeah, we would have because we would have said, oh, it was mail-in voting.
Yeah, right, right.
And there was, you know, that's why they did not want this China virus to go away. That's why I was attacked last summer. There was people that brought stuff that worked.
Yes.
You know, they brought stuff that had already worked.
Yes.
You know, and they wanted to keep everybody, you know, locked up. Like my terrible governor of Minnesota says, you could have like 8 people in your house over Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know, what are you talking about? Yes. This is crazy. Or California, where they, before the Super Bowl, all the restaurants, you got to dine outdoors. They put little partitions on. But then they say, oh, by the way, you can't have TVs in your room or in the restaurants for the Super Bowl. You know, crazy logic, you know. If you're a worker and you work for some of these corrupt places like Dominion, and you've been part of it, and you know you're feeling like, you know, hey, I don't want to spend as much time in jail as the next guy, turn yourself in. I'm serious, because you're all going to be found out, all of you. You know, the criminals that own these social media platforms, Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg. We talked about that, what he did, putting these machines in. Where did he put them?
In Pennsylvania.
In Pennsylvania.
Easy voter kiosks.
And they were online.
Yes, of course.
They were online. How many did Mark Zuckerberg put in there?
It's somewhere between 200 and 300 machines.
200 and 300 machines, just in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. These two things are what I recognize.
That's what you recognize. Okay.
Exactly. And I noticed the crazy correlation.
Look at the same two bumps again.
Isn't that amazing that that's staying there? And so, but just by a quirk, I had been teaching my advanced math students how to do differential calculus on census data. This is the I know in September.
What are the odds that you were teaching that?
I know, it's amazing.
Census data to your class. So this is the 2010 U.S. Census.
Yes, and I multiplied.
And you remembered these two things.
Yes, and so, but only because I was just teaching it to my kids.
Wow.
How could, I mean, and how many geeks teach use the census to teach their students
right.
differential calculus?
Not
very
many.
but I'm at a special school, and I'm right. always doing real life examples.
Yeah, yeah.
And here it is. So this was fresh in my mind. So I kept seeing those two bumps, and I'm like, wait a minute, I've seen those two bumps somewhere. Move the 2010 census 10 years to the right.
Right.
Because that was 2010. Now we're 2020.
Okay, you just have someone out there, maybe the head of Dominion, the head of the head of the China Tech. They just spilt their coffee, going,
"Yes,
done to us.
Exactly,
done to us. You found out,
exactly,
you got it all from the 2010 census.
Exactly.
You didn't even bother on the biggest crime in history. Use the 2020 census.
Well, they don't have one. Right?
Oh, they
it
don't have
ready.
One.
It's not
was
ready.
It ready?
Yeah." So
wow.
anyway, so now here's it. So I shifted it 10 years because there's 2020, and I include the mortality curve because people die. You know, they don't just get older.
You realize they're already planning how they're going to try and cover this up. They're getting a hold of all the fake yes. news media and the no news media,
right.
and they're saying, whatever you do, don't let this get out there. Somehow we have to stop it. But bad news, you can't stop this because this is getting out there
Absolutely.
Through the new social media platform. Frank, this one's getting out yeah. there just on, it'll be on LindellTV.com. We'll put it out there. They couldn't get us before. We had enough power, safety, or whatever, where they couldn't yes. break it. And over 150 million people
awesome.
Seen absolute proof. People want to see the truth, and they want
awesome.
To get help. Everyone, you can all help by just spreading this far and wide.
Right.
Tell it to your neighbors. If you live next to a Supreme Court justice or you're in their neighborhood, you give it to them 25 times. Get, you know, you be over there, you tell them, have you watched it? Have you watched it? Have you watched it? Judges, get it out to them, because all the states, everyone's going to be coming out now, and they're going to say, hey, we've seen the same thing.
So this is me shifting to 10 years and allowing for people to die. Simple thing. But compare it to the registrations.
Wow.
So this was the clue that told me that they're using population to control registrations.
Right.
That was the clue. And I never...
Population to control registration.
And I never would even thought of that, except
right.
I was teaching my kids the census.
Look at this. So these are the registered voters, and there's the population. So what they do, but they have everybody, they register basically everybody.
That they possibly can.
But they need to know what that is.
Yes.
So they're using 2010...
Yes, yes.
Census things.
Yes.
So when you seen earlier, like in Colorado, when it blew by, that just meant the population changed there between 2010 and now, and they registered too many because either people left the county or
yes.
died.
Yes. So now let's go knock on those doors.
Let's knock on those doors.
Yes. Yep.
And that's what you guys did.
And I've got the algorithms.
Well, let's see that.
Okay. Very good. Like
here we are in Colorado. They made a mistake, huh?
Yes, because the blue line is the population.
Right.
And the black line are the registrations. Wait a minute. The registrations go above the blue line.
Wow.
Okay.
So now that tells me either people died
yes.
or they moved.
Oh, they moved. Exactly.
Or they moved.
And this is not too big of an error. If this was all it was, I'd probably walk away.
Right.
But the thing is if you notice when I just showed you Ohio, normally the black curve stops about 90%.
Right.
And then the red curve right. stops about 90% of that.
But, right. But this is a big deviation because this population changed from
yes.
2010 to now. Look at
yep.
that spike there that they registered.
That's
and
right.
if you went down, that means, everybody, if you're 50 years old, they have... A huge, almost 400 less 50-year-olds
yes.
that now live in Bloomberg County,
right.
Colorado. But yet they all registered. I don't know that they moved, or they died,
okay.
or they don't. You know.
Well, they have more ballots too.
More people voted than
yes.
were registered.
Yes.
I mean that even lived there.
That's
more
the point.
More people voted than
yes.
even lived there. So you know, it's very interesting too because you heard we heard all this. During November and December, everyone's going, in our county, I mean, I think there's like 50,000 affidavits out there of people, sworn testimonials, they
yeah.
looked at stuff, they go, you know, we had more people in our county
yes.
that voted than even live here, you
yes.
know.
There's an example.
They went up in Antrim County, Michigan, which is still going on. These guys are, it's going to open up everything. This
yes.
is where they actually got in because of a down ticket.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Matt DePiro, he with this down ticket, it was a school board race. But there was only 15,000 people in Antrim County that voted. Now, when you're sitting, it's always a traditional red county. It's like 70% or something.
Yeah.
So they're all sitting around the coffee table the next day when they lose by 70%.
Yeah, right.
7,000 votes flipped are going, who did you vote for?
Yeah.
Who did you vote for? You know, they knew in real time it was a problem. And they didn't have time to go over and suppress it because it stayed under the radar because it was like school board
thing. Yeah, right, yes.
You know, that the judge said, yeah, go ahead and look at the machine. Yeah. They got to it, though. They destroyed part of it, but they were still able to get it and audit it. And this explains why nowhere in the country do they want these machines looked at and do they want the audits done.
Right.
Because you're going to find all these things here, and you're going to find more people voted than registered.
Oh,
you're
going to
find all these algorithms, but we already have that. The beautiful thing is we don't even need it now. We've got the spyware that shows the cyber footprints.
Yes.
We've got your work here. What do we got here? We got all kinds
of... Well, what I did is I sorted the counties in Colorado. There are 64 counties in terms of registration as a percent of population. So we, in Mineral County, they have 151% people.
Wow. Now look at
more.
Right. Okay, if everybody can see this, we go all the way down. There's probably about 15 20. Counties when you get down to 99%. So at least 10, about 20 counties.
Yeah, something like
about
that.
20 counties just in Colorado.
Yes.
More people registered than that live there. Okay. And everyone says, well, how can that be? It must be a mistake. No, it's not a mistake because they used the 2010 census of population in the U.S.
Yeah.
So these counties here, I would bet you, okay, that if you went to Jackson County, if you went there and you pulled a poll now, you'd have all these people that either died or left the county.
Oh, yes, but we still have a ballot from them somehow.
Yeah, we know that, you know, bring in the ballots, truck them in, you know.
So you said Jackson, so let's bring it up because I'm doing this at random. We didn't plan.
Oh, look
this.
At these numbers change. Can everybody see this? Now, these numbers, so you made this, you put in the county.
Yeah.
Okay.
I click over here and it automatically shows me.
Okay, and what
me.
Were these numbers that all changed here?
It was basically putting in the data for those.
Oh, putting
counties.
In the data for this.
And then you can see the totals, right?
This is Jackson County.
Yeah, okay. And you notice the same as before, the blue curve is the population.
Here's more people that voted than actually live there by a lot.
So it's a small county. So, you know.
Small county, but register. Look at this huge. It's, you know, you're seeing all these lines going past. I'm going to follow my finger here. You see that, everybody?
That's the population.
That's the population. Yes. Look at all these spikes that went past it. That's impossible.
So think about it. 70-year-olds, it looks like you've got about 10 more 70-year-olds who are registered and who voted than you have people.
Then you have
so
people.
Go knock on doors. You only have 30 doors to knock on.
You only have 30 doors to knock on. But they did that. You did
yes,
that
we
in
did that in Pennsylvania.
This
yes.
is what they did.
Yes.
They did 1,600 just to test like this.
Yes,
and
exactly.
They said, this is impossible. Let's go knock on their door.
Exactly.
Well, they knocked and nobody could open the door because the guy's not there. That's, you know, somebody lived there.
That's right.
But
so it's not just theoretical. It's not just theoretical, so that's fun. The nice thing is that anybody can do this, and anybody can download the database. And so guess what? Every citizen, every patriot in our country who wants to do this can get on board, and we can go knock on doors, and we can clean up our registration rolls, and we can have real ballots.
Get rid of the machines.
Get rid of the,
get rid of the machine. It's funny. I want to tell everyone this, too, before the other documentary comes out we filmed today. We are doing recalls now around the country, and we're in Arizona to get rid of Doug Ducey, the Secretary of State there, and these other people that blocked from Maricopa County to block the audits. We know they're just bad politicians, right?
Yeah.
So they're doing the recall. Do you know when you do a recall, it's pretty amazing. You got to have the exact paper, the exact size, one person, one validated signature, and it's hand counted. What a concept. They do more careful so they don't get recalled than they are to protect the country.
I hear you.
Is that, I was blown away. And it's like that in all these states have a special thing for recall. You got to make sure everything's I's are dotted. Well, why wouldn't you have that in an election?
Why would you have it in the
in
first place?
In our most important thing we have for our country.
Yes.
You know, this is when we say one of the biggest crimes in history, one of the biggest attacks ever. You're attacking every citizen in this country and the world when it's over. When you got stuff like this, this is the scariest stuff people can ever imagine.
Yes.
Because now they're getting a taste of what's coming at them. They're getting a taste. When they see their friends disappearing, just erased. You know, yeah. Boom, they're cancel culture, you're out.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like what you say. Boom, you're out.
Yeah.
And you have one narrative. All the media out there, all the mainstream media, shame on them. The people behind them. I'll tell you another thing. We're going to have the biggest lawsuit. Alan Dershowitz said he's part of my team of lawyers, where he's an advisor to them. I hired as an advisor to my team of lawyers. He said this lawsuit is going to be the most important lawsuit for the First Amendment in history. The most important ever. Why? Everyone can see what's happening. And if our First Amendment rights of free speech go, it's over, everybody.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
And you can see it happening now to everyone. I have friends, 70-some thousand people. I heard that Jack Dorsey took off Twitter, and you mentioned anything about the vaccine or mentioned that. You even met my friend mentioned the border the other day. He's got a podcast, makes all his money on that. They mentioned he just completely talked about what this garbage they're doing on the border and the things they're doing. And banned YouTube 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah.
2 weeks. Who are they to say? Who is Google and Mr. Alphabet and Mark Zuckerberg and Jack Dorsey? Who are these guys that control us and tell us what we can and can't say? Do you know when absolute, I want to tell everyone, when absolute proof came out on February 5th, you know what Mark Zuckerberg did? He put up a sign over it on Facebook that said contains nudity and profanity. You want to talk about that being legal? No, can you believe this? All these guys that just came out today, I just looked at all these guys. It was somebody said it on one of the mainstream TV shows. It might have been Fox that said, but what the host said, can you believe they're allowing these groups, these child traffickers, that's what it was.
Yes,
it was
the traffickers. Coyotes.
The coyotes, that's what it was. It was an art. They were talking about that. They get to be on social media. But yet everyone else in the country that says something, hey, I don't agree with the vaccine. I don't agree with this election. I don't agree with, and then you have, when we talk about free speech, when you can take a company and you can take our companies and you can sue people or threaten suits that if you mention someone, you know what that is? That goes back to racketeering and mafia. That's saying, if you do this, we're going to break your arms. I've been there. I've been there when I used to bet football back in the day when I was an addict. You know, they come to the door. You do this again. If you don't pay, boom. But if you do this, you know, you're going to do this, and it's out of fear. So everybody succumbs to the fear. You know, everybody just, they live in fear. We can't live in fear now. It's where people say, well, Mike, you know, boy, you're so brave. It's easy to be brave when there's only one option. There is only one option.
Right.
We can't, the other option, my company ain't going to be here anyway. I'm not going to be here. Nobody's going to be. We're going to be done. They'll be going to put, you know, the suppression. I mean, it's we're going to be part, though. Right now, you'll look back in history, what we were a part of, the greatest awakening, the greatest reset ever.
I pray
And
for
the
that.
Greatest revival in history to bring this nation back to God, to bring this, you know, it's basically going to save the world for the what's happening. Yes. You know what, because like I say, if it happens here, it can happen anywhere. I'll tell you, you go out in the world and every one of them, they're out there worried about, so worried, you know, is this going to change? How could you let this happen?
Yes.
How could you people let this happen in the United States?
The beacon of freedom.
Yeah. But how it can happen because they did it with something so complex that hidden, you know, hidden.
Not anymore.
But not anymore, everybody. It's not hidden. Look at that.
Yeah.
This is, and then you can change. Now, I just think it's great the way you set this up. And you're going to go to, what we have, this tool, you're going to go to these other states. I think we should start with Wisconsin.
Okay.
Wisconsin.
I'll do Wisconsin next.
Wisconsin, if you're out there and you're in Wisconsin, you guys get to, right now, they're just saying, hey, we're going to look at our election. They're going, you know, everybody's getting brave. Let's go to Wisconsin. We show them this.
Yes.
Wisconsin. All the way through Wisconsin, you know. Wisconsin's one of the first states I looked at on November 4th. I stayed up all night. I go, this is impossible.
There was a glitch in the
in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Right. Wisconsin, it's like fraud. It goes, ding, ding.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm looking at Wisconsin, and I looked at two counties in Wisconsin outside of Milwaukee. They were both traditional 70% Republican, both of them, identical. Well, one of them was already in. It ended up being about 75% Republican or for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
The other one wasn't in yet at that time when they stopped everything. Well, the next day it rolls in about 30%. You know, what? You know, because they were running out of people to flip that they had to manually flip.
Yes.
They were running out of race.
Yes.
But Wisconsin did it real fast, reacted real fast. And then you had places like Pennsylvania and Michigan that kind of took off what happened in Wisconsin. They got more of the focus because it was like Michigan. Oh, yeah, that's normal. You know, or Pennsylvania, it takes you a week to cheat with another million votes to bring in. Yes. Let's truck in some votes. Bring them on in. Go call that guy in New York. Bring him in here. We got a whole week. We changed our rules.
Yes.
You know, they changed all these rules, too. They changed the game. Well, see, in order to win this game, we got to change this. But Arizona was one of the worst. Arizona takes a week to count the last 1% because they did. They ran out of this.
Yes.
You know, they had to change the algorithm. They had to change everything. That's what are we going to do?
Every computer programmer knows you can't plan for every eventuality.
Right.
So you write your algorithms to give yourself all these possibilities.
Right.
But they didn't anticipate such a huge turnout.
Such a huge turnout.
And it broke their algorithm. Right. So that's why they had to stop, adjust, and resume.
And they panic. We have tapes of people that have witnessed people are going into a panic. What are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Yes.
You know, and they, but they tried. They figured, you know, they thought they almost got away with it. They almost pulled off the biggest crime ever. And they and I want each, you know, everyone, and I'm speaking to the Democrats. You guys, what came in here wasn't what you voted for. This attack. That's what I want to tell. You know, these people. I have friends. I have 2,500 some employees, but probably 500 are Democrats. But they see now that this isn't what they traditionally voted for.
No.
And they, and even if you're over here a Republican, now you see all the crooked ones. I mean, this guy. You know, this was a big revealing too. We've got a lot of, you know, once we get fix the election and we fix the get rid of the machines. Now you need to fix what politics. I've learned in politics.
Yeah.
It seems like they only have a couple of agendas, either a political agenda or a personal agenda. And whether that's because they were compromised or they blackmailed, who knows. But I will say this, there's very few that were like our President Donald Trump, where it was what he did was for the people, all people.
Yeah.
You take a problem, you take a solution, and what is it going to manifest to help all people?
Right.
I don't care who you are, you know, it should be help. What, you know, if you're going to do something in politics, you got to help the people. All the people, you know, not just your political side or do stuff for political reasons, you know, and that's, you know, well, I'm going to do this so our party wins this or our party wins this. If nothing gets done, or if it does get done, it's very tilted to where it doesn't manifest to help anybody.
Right.
Most of the stuff being done right now, that's what's kind of nice that people are seeing it. It doesn't help anybody. You're telling me the first thing they do on January 20th is take away a pipeline with all these union jobs?
Yeah.
Well, that's real Democrat, right?
You know. Yes.
I mean, this is the stuff they've done. These people, let's just open up the borders during COVID and just let, you know, it's a shame, but in a way, it's good that everyone's getting to see this, you know?
Yes.
So here's what we have here. All these here, that when you say 100% and 0.999%, all these percentages, that matches that 2010. That matches your predictions.
It matches my prediction of part per million. It's just ridiculously accurate.
So I just said, when I just asked, is there any place that didn't match that? And
yes.
You said one. And let's pull up that.
There
and
is
that
one.
That was in Colorado.
Yes.
And tell us again why this big gap here.
Well, there's this big gap because they have a big population between the age of 20 and 50.
And what would that matter?
Turns out that this there are only about 5,000 people in this area, this county,
right.
But these are prisoners.
Those were all prisoners. So look at that. So their algorithms, they couldn't even pull this because these are all prisoners. So that's the only one. If you look at that fit, that fits. Did you see it? 100% over here, or 99.9, whatever it was, on that one chart. Here's the one. Out of all the counties you've done so far that didn't fit.
It's the only one that
didn't fit. So in other words, it's a deviation to this big deviation, which is now the norm for the election.
Yes.
The norm for the election is they stole it. They used the 2010 census. They set the algorithms.
Yep.
How much Biden was going to get, how much Donald Trump was going to get.
Yep.
And Biden, you know, they flipped it. The real totals were 80 million to like 66 million.
Yes, yes.
But there was a deviation even within that. That they didn't account on. I'm sure whoever set the algorithm didn't figure, well, go to this little Bend County, Colorado, and all these people are in prison.
Yeah.
You know?
So by the way, this is still a really good fit when I use the registrations. It's only a not a good fit if I try to...
Oh, so it fit with the registration. So they did it with the registration.
Yes.
It just didn't fit the people living in the county.
Exactly. And
I got it.
In other words, I can predict... Oops! I can predict. I changed it. I can predict the votes based upon merely the population, as well. Why? Because I'm
able to. It's going to bring it up again. I'm able to. This is me predicting ballots.
Right.
Based upon population. So see, I missed.
Right. Because of the prisoner.
Exactly.
So what he did, what Dr. Frank did is, when you seen that, you had to. You're probably going, why?
Why?
And you had to find out. You had to look up that county,
exactly.
And you found out there was a prison there.
Yeah.
And it was, and that's a big prison, big part of this population.
There you go.
Okay. I got it. So as you do.
Yeah.
Based on what you have now, and we're going to, like I say, going through all the counties in the country, which we're going to keep dumping to the public all the time.
We'll happy
just
to do
dump
it.
And dumping and dumping.
Yeah.
If you're out there, if you live in Wisconsin, get a hold of your legislatures and tell them they need to get, we're going to try and reach them so that they can use it. Your state's getting opened up for the biggest audit ever. It's going to be amazing. And if you're Maricopa County, you're in that audit. And I know Arizona, it doesn't matter. Georgia's opening up again. Now they just said they're going to finally do an audit.
Oh, wow.
New Hampshire, it's all over the country. That's just everybody's got to get on board. Let's open up the machines. Let's look at this. And here's what you're going to find.
Yes.
This was the biggest crime against the United States and the world in history. I believe it's one of the biggest ever because it affects every single person on the planet.
Absolutely.
And thank you, Dr. Frank, for your...
My pleasure, sir.
Wow. This has been a blessing for me and a blessing to everyone. And I'm sure each and every person out there is going to thank you. And they do thank you for your time and what you've
done.
You're
welcome, my brother.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.